To me, I think that if we want to look at how all of these things are connected, then we find that we have not only an electrical component here in terms of these different manifestations happening at different frequencies, but also time is a factor. And let me try to clarify what I mean when I say that.
Sure.
We always draw this distinct line between what is physical and what is non-physical based on a very egocentric position, our own perception. And the reality is physicality itself is all a matter of relativity. Two energies that are resonating within a similar frequency range are physical to each other, but that does not mean there is any singular standard for what is physical. I mean, the radio waves that we are, you know, beaming out across creation right now are not physical to us. They are real. They are tangible in the sense that they carry information, but we can't feel them. We can't see them. However, if you were composed of radio waves, well, then they would be physical to you. And so the nature of physicality itself is something that we have to look into, because we are talking about all of these manifestations, whether they are ghosts, that is to say, perhaps something that survives our perception of death, or they are aliens being something from another planet or dimension, or a cryptid, which sort of falls between those lines, actually, then it all still is a matter of the same concept in terms of a variety of frequencies that are resonating at different ranges. Some are physical to each other, some are not, but it's all a big swirling, oscillating sphere of these vibrations.
Okay, and you've just mentioned three possibilities. It could be a ghostly, alien, or cryptid. What does your gut tell you, based on your years of experience, your years of research? I mean, do you truly believe that they could be all three manifestations, or is there one that really stands out?
Well, I think that they are all the same, with the exception that we often think of ghosts as being something related to the transition from one frequency range to another.
Right.
And that's the only difference, because, you know, I mentioned earlier that I went to Roswell recently investigating alien ghosts with this new XOPS program on Discovery. And alien ghosts is a really good example of that mixture, because before I started researching this, I always sort of thought of aliens as being typical biological organic organisms just like you or myself that are flying around in some ship and they've managed to manipulate space-time and whatever. And however, after going to Roswell, interviewing people who are seeing aliens, taking measurements there, I have actually changed my opinion in the terms of what I think many of these aliens are. I do believe that these aliens manifest in a very similar way to how ghosts manifest. And it really shouldn't be that surprising if you consider that if these aliens are intelligent enough to manipulate space, time, and so on in order to even make themselves apparent in this reality that we share, well, then, why should we not feel they are knowledgeable enough to determine how they materialize?
Well, do you believe in the soul, Joshua?
Well, you know, that is, I have to tell you, and I think probably a lot of your guests say this at certain times, I don't necessarily believe anything. I'm not a person of faith. I just look at evidence and I weigh evidence. But I do think there is evidence for the soul in terms of there being an aspect of human beings in particular, and animals, we really could broaden it to anything living, I guess, that is resonating at a frequency that is higher or even lower than our bodies, so that it seems to be separate from our bodies, but it's not really. It's sort of like water. If you take water at one frequency, it's ice. You know, it's solid. You can feel it. You can knock on it like a wooden door. But at a different frequency, it's steam. It's a gas. And you can't feel it so readily. It's all the same thing, but it just has a different amount of energy. And I think that when we look at this problem of the mind-body dilemma, That is to say, if there is such a thing as a mind that controls the body, well, how does it happen? If the mind is this intangible, then it should be like Casper the Friendly Ghost, and when you try to hug him, he just goes right through you. And the fact is, I don't think the mind and body are separate things. I think that they are the same thing, except parts of the human are at different frequencies. Some of those frequencies are in the physical level in terms of our own surroundings. Other parts are at a higher level. And as time goes on, we shed some of those lower frequencies, just like clipping a fingernail. And that does not mean that we necessarily die. And that is one of the reasons that we are testing this right now using the Genesis experiment.
See, I don't understand or know when the soul enters the body, whether it happens in the embryonic stage, whether the soul pops into a little human being at the moment it comes out of the womb. I don't know when that transformation occurs, Joshua, but I'm concerned that down the line we're going to have human cloning. There's no doubt in my mind it's going to occur regardless of what countries ban it. It's going to happen. And if we have that, does a cloned human have a soul? And then when we get to the point in science 20 years from now, when people are downloading memory chips from other people and you put them in a clone body that's yourself so you can live forever, then what happens to your soul? I mean, does that transform? And so somewhere along the scientific plane of what you're doing, you're going to come across this, I think.
Well, that's true, and you know, when I address that question, which is potentially very complicated, I think about the fact that living organisms are primarily composed of the same elements that we see spread all throughout the known universe, including things that we consider inanimate. And so if we look at the fact that we are constructed from the same ingredients that stars and planets are constructed of, simply in a different arrangement, then if we are to say that humans do have a soul or some aspect that transcends this physical existence, then why not accept the possibility that everything has a soul? I'm talking every single grain of physical matter, or mm-hmm. non-physical matter for that point. I mean, perhaps a soul is simply a sense of consciousness and awareness, and I think that we don't necessarily know for sure. We can look to some things that, say, people like Cleve Baxter has done looking into plants and how, what they feel. Right. But I would not be surprised if every single bit of matter has what we would consider an awareness or consciousness to some degree.